Well, I'll just accept butter beans because that's what. What about the tops of turnips and beets and things like that that you can eat?
That's green.
It's all green.
Uh-huh.
What do you call corn eaten on the cob? How do you hear me say we're going to have
corn on the cob?
Corn on the cob. and this is one that I ran into trouble with once before, so if I'm not explaining this correctly, just let me know. This is a small squirrel or rat-like little animal that runs along the ground, and he's usually brown colored, reddish brown colored, with little black stripes on his back. Now, do you have
a ground squirrel like that?
Ground squirrel.
Uh-huh. We have those here.
Uh-huh. What about, you say you might not have them here.
You have got them here.
You have got them.
Yes.
Is there any distinct, have you ever heard of a chipmunk?
No, not around here.
Not around here. What is a, what do you call an animal with a strong odor?
Skunk.
What about an animal that usually lives that lives in water but sometimes comes out and can live on dry land too, but he comes out and he hops around a lot? He's a tadpole before he's what he is.
Bullfrog?
Okay, but do you call, I mean, not a bullfrog is a kind, do you just have any sort of general name that you apply to that kind of animal that just comes up? You sometimes see them after rains, don't you?
Frog.
Just frog.
Just frog.
Well,
I don't call it.
What about a smaller variety of this kind of thing that makes a chirping noise? Do you have any of those around here? What?
Crickets?
I know it's a frog that chirps.
Well, that's just still
a frog.
Yeah.
What about a worm used for bait in fishing? What's the names of the worms that you use in fishing? Do you have a special
Just
that you dig up out of the ground?
Earthworm.
All right.
When you get off the trees, Catawba worms.
Yeah, which I think are great.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Good.
Man, fishing worms.
I just hate the way they spit at
you. Yeah,
I just can't
stand that part.
Do you ever use a large worm around here for bait? I mean, it's really big, and you have it's much bigger than an ordinary thing, an ordinary earthworm. Do you have any special name for that?
No, I don't. You get those out of the woods more.
You
can go in rub on a stub. I was telling you, I take a block of big rub on, they'll come out of the ground, out in the woods. They could be that long, see?
Uh-huh. There's no special name for
them? I've never heard of a name for
them. Oh, darn. Have you ever heard of anything called a Georgia Wiggler at all, or anything?
We have those worms, wiggle worms.
Wiggle worms,
yeah.
I just was wondering.
Yeah, we do have those in the bottom land here in Turning lots of times, where you turn up a lot of those wigglers.
I see. What about an insect now that usually flies around and winks a little light on and off? It glows.
Lightning bug.
What about a large winged insect seen around water? Now that's not good enough. Let me draw you a picture. I'm probably not going to be, you know, an animal like that. It's large winged insect that you see around. Well, they sometimes real iridescent color. You know, they real shiny colored and have real big wings. Do you have a name for those, or have you ever seen anything like that?
I don't know. The only thing I get around ponds and water, just mosquitoes to bite.
Well, do you ever see anything else that are flittering around, you know, that are bigger than that? They have real clear wings, and you sometimes see them around ponds because
a big old bug look like what they call horseflies.
Uh-huh. I don't think
that'd be it, though.
I don't believe
we have any of that.
Yeah. That's fine. Let me see. Now then, do you have an insect around here? It's usually a pretty small insect. It looks something like a wasp.